Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. And then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, she's one of the stars and creators of the fantastic web series My Super Overactive Imagination, which you can see anytime on YouTube. By the time you listen to this, she will have already killed it at the next Unpopular Opinion live show. You'll be sad to know you missed it. Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Reinhart. Also joining me, this is his third time on the show, and we're always happy to have him around, which is way more than I can say for the people at Last Comic Standing, who sent this motherfucker home before he even had a chance to say his name. That's their loss, though. He's a funny man. Check out his new album, Hot Dog, in stores right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Waite. It's going to be a great show. We are right with the Last Comic Standing crack in the intro there.
I mean, I was on it.
Dave, I know. It was exaggerated.
I was on the top 100 jokes twice. They had two of them. One was number 90 and 68. So
nice.
Those were numbers.
What was 69?
What was joke 69?
Yeah.
It wasn't me, so I didn't pay attention.
That's understandable. What was that experience like, Last Comic Standing?
It was a good time, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think being on that the top 100 jokes, that felt validating more so than...
Yeah, than actually...
Well, because also I got paid again, because they, you know...
Oh, yeah.
And that's always nice, you know what I mean?
That's even better. Kat Reinhart, it's your first time here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
How you doing?
I'm living the dream, feeling good. Got some coffee going. Nice Monday.
Did you say we're not supposed to say it's Monday? Why would we not be able to say it's Monday?
Because this comes out tomorrow, Thursday.
I don't think people believe we record this.
People don't think this is
on
live.
The fly. Every time you hear this, we reconvene.
We're live in your car right now.
Do a new version. We are in your trunk.
There's traffic on the 10.
There's always... The podcast is coming from your attic. What a great movie that was.
That was.
So yeah, it's your first time here. Maria Shahada is your other half of your web series.
Maria Shahada is my missus.
Do you live together?
We do. We live together now.
Nice.
I met her the day before I started shooting the first 10 episodes. A friend of mine suggested I cast her in it, and we clicked, and then the first 10 she liked, so then we started working on them together after that, and we moved in together, and we've been besties ever since.
Lady bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. Nice.
That's fun. She's doing the podcast next week.
Oh, yeah. She said twice when I left that she needed to figure out when she was doing it. And I was like, don't be jealous.
Oh.
Throwing shade in my direction.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
And what is she? We already talked about it. She's doing it next week.
Okay,
I'm glad she's so attentive to detail.
She's very concerned.
Already forgotten. Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to do is talk about the important work I've been doing since last week. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. Oh. Does anyone need to do any crunches, pull-ups, wall punches, anything before I have Brett fade this out?
I mean, you only asked me one question. I don't know. And then it's back to you already?
Oh, this is the Dave Waite show.
Right? Thought, right? You were like, hey, you got kicked off Last Comic Standing, you big loser.
And then that was your string cheese.
Yeah.
And then you threw it to Kat. It's the podcast only been on for a minute. And then you were like, it's back to me.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is your third time here. You haven't.
I always forget about this segment because I spaced out.
That's how it always flows.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about yourself, Adam.
All right, I'm not going to tell you shit about me. I'm talking about the column that
The thing you write for the website.
For the website.
For the internet.
Yeah, what I do for money, how I pay my bills.
Crackles. Nope, that's a different thing. Oh, jeez.
Not crackles.
Should I leave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a dinger. That's
the buzzer.
Yeah, that's a buzzer.
All right.
Close enough.
I just showboat this whole thing. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I'm very impressed with how quickly he got that ding going. It's like he knew you were going to...
Brett is the mayor of Podcast City, and as such, he's always prepared for calamity. like when he needs to buzz someone for saying something. Hit it. See? We have two. And we might have to come up with a third once we read comments. We'll get to that, though.
Okay. I'm very impressed. All right. Sorry. Carry on. You were saying.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm
no.
Ready.
Go ahead. It's fine.
No, I want to know what's happening with Adam.
Well, I'm writing a column this week about jobs everyone thinks they can do, but I don't want to talk about that because that's boring.
Oh, man. I'd love to talk about
do you? That. What job do you think everyone can do?
I think a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
When they watch football, they're like, I could be a field goal kicker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say referee, because that's on my list.
No, nobody wants to be a referee.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they can be a referee, yeah, but nobody wants to. But people, they see a guy kicking a field goal, like, I could do that. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
But those guys are fucking real athletes and shit.
Yeah, no one could be a field goal kicker, except guys, fucking field goal kickers.
Yeah, there's 32 guys that are doing it in the NFL.
That's not something you're just born out of the womb
those
doing.
Guys, you know, it's a tough gig. I kicked 2 field goals in the high school.
I read it in your bio. You won a championship, didn't you?
I won a game. Woo! For a team that went 2-8. We were not good.
Uncle Rico.
But it was the moment.
You are the Uncle,
there was a blaze.
Uncle Rico of this podcast.
Ah, man, I thought I was going to get laid by cheerleaders. It didn't happen.
Not as a kicker.
Maybe not. Maybe someone, a cheerleader, is listening.
I mean, I could probably have sex with a girl that cheerleaded in high school.
Now,
you know,
either currently cheerleading in high school.
No, or,
well, you're a comic. You,
I probably
have a way with words.
Yeah, oh, I'm such a wordsmith. That just talk the pom poms right off.
Oh, this is horrifying.
What? This is this is amazing.
This is life. This is how it happens.
But jobs you could do. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, you mentioned football. I have NFL referee on there because I could.
What do you think else is on that
list? I feel like I could do that, but I know I can't. I'm not in shape. I thought they just kind of stood out there and zoned it, each kind of scanned the whole field. Nah, they take up particular positions. It's all very intense, but whatever.
What's a job?
I think anybody can be the head of the company.
Like CEO?
The boss.
Yeah, I think the higher up you get, the
less you need to know. Like, the dude in the back, yeah, like, washing dishes, it's a really hard job. They know what's going on, yeah, the ground floor. Once you're at the top, you show up and other people are like, here's what's happening, and you sign some shit, and then you walk away.
Yeah.
Close that factory. Open that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back
yeah,
in
yeah.
points.
Yeah,
golf.
That's absolutely true. I'm sure there's people here at Demand Media who work from, like, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. No, not me. Not me. I come in and someone's like, oh God, it's Monday. I'm like, is it? I don't know. Every day is Monday or Friday for me. And then they're equally pleasant.
You're a pleasant fellow.
That's great.
God damn right I am, motherfucker. All right, so speaking of work, we're going to talk about our worst work stories ever. Did you know that, Dave Waite?
Yeah,
did
I read the email.
Did you? Good. I tried to do it without a separate attachment this time to encourage people to actually.
I mean, you would really be, if you just put the thing right in the subject line.
Yeah.
Just put it right there.
The whole paragraph.
Yeah, you kind of, you'd be like, bad jobs. And I'm like, I got it. Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll wig it.
All right. Cool. So then, Kat Reinhart, you go first.
Oh, damn it. All right. Okay. When I first moved to New York City, I lived there for about 8 years. I got a job waiting tables at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Hello.
Do you guys know what the Brooklyn Academy
Bam.
Of Music is? Bam.
Yeah. Bam.
Bam.
I think it's the oldest.
I can imagine what it is.
It's the oldest theater in New York City, I believe, that they were like redoing their restaurant concept. And so they had like high-end dining that was just open right before their very fancy shows. And so they trained us. They got a cool chef. They rearranged the tables. This big, open, beautiful room with a ton of tables. And they had opening night. And there was like press there and all the big bosses and everyone. And they were all coming mm-hmm. for a ballet. And the ballet is right there. So like right. You come, you eat there, and then you just walk right in. So everyone came at once. And we just weren't ready. The kitchen crashed. And like no one's food came out. A couple people got their food. And it was sort of crazy. And then the bell started ringing for the show. The show's about to start, and they would like ring the first bell, and then people started like standing up and looking around and like yelling,
right,
like, where's my food? And people were
at a ballet.
Yeah, well, the ballet is right next door.
Right.
So this is the restaurant right outside the ballet. Okay. So they came to eat, to dine.
So the ballet's starting. They still haven't got their food.
Right, right. Well, they do like three. They did like the first warning bell. And, yeah. of course, everyone that works there is panicking. And everyone that had come, they got their nice, expensive ballet tickets. And they've come to have like this lovely meal at the Brooklyn Academy Music right beforehand. And, you know, we took everyone's orders and tried to handle it. But then the food just kind of didn't really come out. And then every once in a while, I think I had probably six tables and maybe like half of them got their food. One was like some big deal. So they were like, make sure you don't like, don't mess this up. And they were on their coffee. But finally, by like the third bell, we had sort of started hiding in the corner. So people were yelling every time we showed up and we didn't know where the food was. By the third bell, everyone in the restaurant just all stood up and just walked out on their checks. It just walked into the ballet. So it was like the entire room just left.
Like they made a collective decision to dine and dash.
No one.
That's amazing.
Literally no one in the room paid their check. Most of them didn't need to because their food hadn't come. But it was like, if you wait tables work in the food and beverage industry, that's your biggest nightmare or something like that. And it was on such a grand scale because it was the entire restaurant. And afterward, the manager like set us all down and was like, all right, like what do you think went wrong? What can we do better? It's like maybe feed them next
give them their food
get
when
them
they order.
Food.
So what happened to the food? Did somebody take it?
I don't know.
What was the holdup?
The kitchen just couldn't handle the orders. They just weren't prepared. It was our first night. We just were.
They didn't understand how, like.
I don't know. They just couldn't. I didn't go back.
He just left. You were like, goodbye,
I was like, bye. And they were like, we'll see you tomorrow night. No, you won't. I'm dealing with this again. Everyone, like, people were mad and they're dressed up for the ballet.
Yeah, rich people can't handle things not going their way.
Right. And they're going into the ballet hungry. So, like, I don't know how much ballet tickets are, but. They're pissed. They're yelling at us. They're wanting their.
And now they're going to have to sit through a shitty ballet. They're starved.
Right. Hungry,
They got to be hungry.
Maybe sober, hungry. Yeah.
No, what it feels like when they walk past a homeless person and not
right in their ballet, but
in their ballet slippers.
It's like the ballet.
A whole room
is that the fastest you've ever quit a job? You said you quit that night.
I got fired. I got hired to work at the Bubblegum Shrimp Company.
Of course.
In Times Square.
Right.
I'm a classy bitch. And
I worked around the corner from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you work, Brett?
Rainforest.
I worked at the rainforest. I was a gorilla. I worked at a theater around the corner on 43rd Street.
That's awesome. I never went there. They fired me.
She thinks you're lying.
they fired me in orientation.
Why? Because you did. Had you never seen the Forrest Gump movie?
I questioned their concept. It was orientation, and we get there, and they're like, "Who's excited to work at the Bubblegum Shrimp Company?" And everyone was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "We have a special birthday song. Who's excited about the special birthday song?"
And you were not.
I played along, and then and then there were people behind that were watching us, and I know that. And so when we all got up to leave to go get our shoes for cruise, these two women pulled me. They flagged me. They're like, "Hey, come here." And they like set me down and they're like, "What do you think of the Bubblegum Shrimp Company?" I know the answer. I was like, "Oh, it's a really exciting concept." It was right before Christmas, so like I really needed the money.
Right.
Otherwise, I was so embarrassed I even had to work there. But I was like, "Yeah, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to like quiz my tables about Forrest Gump trivia." That was something they wanted you to do.
Gross.
Right. And they were, and I was
I'll get 100%.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, movie. Yeah. Can't wait to meet Tom Hanks. I'm sure he comes in all the time.
Of course.
But they were like, "Yeah, well, we just think that, you know, you're kind of what you're looking for and what we're looking for isn't the same." So, and I realized, I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm being fired. It's never happened to me before." And they're like, "Yeah, we're going to have to let you go, but we'll still pay you for this." So they sent me the 1 hour. I was like, it was 2 hours.
Tight.
And I got a check for $14. I did all a W-2 for that.
Isn't it crazy that that's somebody's fucking job, right? There's like people spying on you to see your pep level or whatever.
Yeah, they were watching from behind, and there was like 100 people there, and I was the only one that they pulled aside.
And how does that person go home and explain, like,
what do you do for a living?
I'm a terrible person.
Yeah,
that's what that person. There, I mean, not that whatever brought them to that. You always have a choice in life. You cannot do that.
Right. It was just so bizarre. You know? I had the hardest time telling people that's where I was working.
I mean,
then
like,
I had to be like, "Oh, actually, I'm not even, I can't, they fired me."
Like,
I can't work.
Like, people that wait tables there, they're just fucking, it's just another restaurant to wait tables for the most of them, you know?
Right. So, they're all actors and whatever.
Yeah, but like the manager, the people that actually...
That drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, jeez.
The quickest...
We played Simon Says. Sorry, go on.
Gross.
Yeah, for prizes for keychains at the orientation.
Oh, fuck that shit. Yeah, I would have quit right then and there.
Ah, man.
The quickest I ever quit a job, it was kind of the same thing. I desperately needed a second job. And I had worked at Burger King as a youth. And I was like in my mid-20s, so I thought, I'm going to get this part-time job just like in the back at Burger King. I won't be out front. It'll be fine. They hire me. I show up, and they hand me my uniform, and it's the filthiest. It looked like someone spilled a gallon of jizz on the front, both parts, pants and shirt. And they're like, we don't have anything clean, but this has been washed. It just has stains on it. Go change and then come back up front. I went in the bathroom. I dropped that fucking uniform in a bathroom stall, and I got the fuck out of there.
Man, I quit jobs. Like,
you have to.
When I went, like,
take a stand.
Like temp services. I remember one time they sent me a thing. I guess it was going to be like data entry stuff, and I got into the place, and there's no windows in there, which is always like, this is fucked. Then they show me all these stacks of papers, and I'd had to enter it, and then they're like, they show me my cubicle, and the guy had a boombox on his desk. I know the kids, I don't know if they know that.
Yeah,
it's
a
radio. The guy had a radio on his desk playing it out loud. And it was just like this weird, dingy office place. And that's where I was going to have to sit. And he was like listening to like Rush Limbaugh or something. and then they put the big stacks and then and I was like, I'm going to have to sit next to this fucking guy. And then fucking... So I did the thing. I was like, where's the bathroom? And then left. And then I remember like an hour later, this lady from Talent Tree called me up. And she goes, did you leave? And I was like, yeah, I don't want to work there. And she goes, well, never call us again. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Don't think I will.
What's your worst work story?
Yeah. Was that your worst work story? Or do you have...
I worked like a half a shift in a meat factory.
Yeah.
That was pretty terrible.
Let's hear about it.
Full on, like the Boondock Saints with the...
It was like brats and hot dogs.
Gross.
Yeah.
So what did you do there?
It was like a time where I was trying to find jobs and stuff like that.
Right.
I was signing up at a bunch of temp services, and I guess I signed up one that was like a day laborer one.
Not an office worker one.
Not an office worker one. I didn't know. And this should have been the tip-off. They call me at 10:30 at night. And they're like, we need somebody at Bluegrass Meats for the third shift. And I was like, oh, all right. And I'll go out there. And I got out there and I had to put on like a white lab coat and a helmet. That's when I should have just left then. But
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
I'm a man. I can do this.
Right.
And then I had to go in there and they pair me up with some fucking real gruff dude. Just super gruff. Real gruff. Been working there a long time. Now he's getting paired up with some clown off the street. Doesn't want to be there.
And I
had to push, like, they were all like brats hanging off these metal things, and you had to push them into like a steamer room or whatever. But that room was all real slick, and I didn't have the right shoes on, so it was almost falling over. And then you're just around all this meat. Ah. And the guy was a real dick. And then I think every other thing he said was going to kill me. I was like, I think that thing's going to kill me. And I think I was there maybe 3 hours, and then I was like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And then I just got my car and left.
You quit that way, too.
I never even tried to get paid. How do you get paid for, like, hey, I only wanted to do 3 hours? Yeah. And then, but I remember my grandma's dog was staying with us that week. I was living with my parents at the time. So I came home, and my grandma's dog went fucking bananas because I smelled like a giant hot dog, you know?
Right.
It was just like, because I was a fucking hot dog.
Nice.
I worked a week as a door girl at the Larry Flint Hustler Club.
Yeah, you did.
Because I really needed a job, and I feel like that's like the female equivalent, because I would come home smelling like tanning, you know, and my dog would freak out.
You would smell like tanning?
Yeah, like strippers, they have that weird smell, like they like smell like tanning oil.
Yeah, they got to keep glistening.
Yeah, and we have to order.
So what do? You would just say...
I just it was so bad. I was about to move to LA, and I was working in a restaurant that overnight closed, and I needed a job for 2 weeks, and I was like, ugh. And there was an ad on Craigslist, and it was like $20 an hour, and you just sit up front and just check people, and you $20, and they go into, you weren't even in the room with the strippers. Uh-huh. That's how I told myself it was okay that I was working. I had a really nice long conversation in my head with myself about working there. But yeah, there was like another girl that worked there too, and she'd been there for years, and she trained me, and she's like, you just sit here and you take $20 and you stamp people's hands, and if they want beaver bucks, you take them into another room and I'll give them beaver bucks. Big corporate accounts will, so I'd be like, give me like however much in beaver bucks, and they'll run your card and give you cash.
Beaver bucks.
Yeah, just got beaver bucks. But yeah, but like the strippers would come up front and order food from us. They would be like, oh, here's $20, and they would tip us $1, and then we'd have to order their food. And one would always order like chicken wings before her shift. I'm like, how are you on stage getting naked and then going in these back rooms? And they had sex with these guys, by the way. That's one of my first questions, because there's different levels. I'm sure you guys have been.
How many beaver bucks is sex?
Oh God, I wish I could remember. I think it was like 3,000. It was a lot. Is the Larry Flint Hustler Club? Oh God, can I get in trouble for saying this? It was so long ago.
No, I think Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
How much was a dollar to a beaver buck? Was it equivalent?
No, I mean, I think a beaver buck was like maybe 20. I mean, they didn't deal in small. This was like high. This is like Larry Flint Hustler Club, like off the West Side Highway, like in New York City.
Sounds classy.
They were getting a lot of money. Like I wasn't, but
right. Sure.
So there was the main room where mm-hmm. the strippers strip in front of the main people.
Yeah.
There's like booths that are like a little more money. And then there's these other rooms that are in the back, and it's like the private room. And I think a private room per girl was like maybe 500 or 1,000 for like every 30 minutes or something, and it would go up from there. But it was thousands of dollars. And they would have these door guys, and like one guy would fly in from like another country just to work there for the weekend. The door guys were like, I guess, the pimps, and they would make like thousands of dollars. But so the girl who's training me, like, tell me what beaver bucks was, and she like walks me back just to see those rooms, and she's like, you'll never deal with that, just ignore. But like, here they are, the girls go in there, and it's a private dance, and you know, half hour or an hour, and it goes up from there. And if anyone ever asks, just like send them to these guys. You don't even talk to the people who ask,
right?
And I looked at her and I said, do you think the strippers have sex with the guys? And she looked at me, and then the look on her face, I was like, oh, I just asked like the dumbest. But I was like so naive, because I really didn't think that was a thing. I'm like, oh my God, this is
right.
I was like, oh, this is what's happening. And I just, the whole thing was so creepy that I think I told her, I think a couple days later, I was driving there because I had my car there because I was about to move to LA. And I was like, I got in a wreck. I'm not coming back. And she was so nice. But she was like, oh, we'll miss you so much. The girls, they want to know that you're okay. They were like so friendly. It was the strangest
thing. I like how you, after like living in New York City for 8 years, you still had like that sweet charm about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It didn't, it, yeah, it didn't I've been destroy.
Mugged. I got mugged. Yeah. I had my face bashed in the concrete. I've been through everything.
Really?
Yeah. One of my roommates got like attacked by her cab driver. I lived in Bed-Stuy. I went through it. And then
and then you get to a strip club and you're like, do they have sex here?
Yeah, I was like, did the girls have sex with the guys for money? I'm like, that happens here? And she was just,
oh my God, in New York?
I had no idea. I really didn't think they did. So I was like, that's against the law. I'm like, do they know that that's illegal? It blew my mind. I still don't really understand how they get away with it, but whatever.
They probably won't now. We probably just fucked it up. You're welcome.
Welcome to Larry Flint's Hustler Unpopular Opinions.
Sorry, Larry Flint. Don't put me in a wheelchair.
Can we call it something else?
Larry Flint's unpopular opinion probably after this. He'll probably own it. Oh. Brett's going to have to do this.
There'll be a
naked.
Whole new meaning of cracked. You know?
I don't get it.
Butt cracks. You get it?
I got it.
I don't get it.
Like the crack where your butt...
You know, Adam's going to have to pit me out in one of those rooms for the next 20 years to pay back the debt.
For what?
I don't know.
What?
Destroying their business? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Brett.
Cracked will be the website that destroyed their
business. Oh, wait a second. Allegedly. That fixed it all.
Yeah. All that was alleged.
Maybe she gave you a look like, oh, why were you asked that question? Because it's illegal.
Actually, she didn't confirm it. She just gave me. So it was. This is all speculative.
They didn't tell the girl that worked there 3 days that there might be a legal operation going on here. That'd be like the cops' best ring. Hey, we'll send you in undercover. You're probably gonna be in there for months, deep cover. Yeah, we're running hookers here. You need some coke? What?
All right, I should talk about my worst work story. I wanted
this
to...
This happened in South or North Dakota?
This happened in Peoria, Illinois, where I am from.
Oh, Peoria. Well, you
deep South Dakota.
That was the end of the story.
Way South Dakota. Yeah.
Peoria is the worst.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. That's why I haven't been back there in like 20 years. I was working at a Hardee's, which is...
Stop bragging.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not familiar, it's...
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. of the Midwest. I don't think Carl is a popular enough name in the Midwest to carry a franchise, so they call it Hardee's there. And I was working at a Hardee's overnight, and I was just about to get off my shift. And they asked this kid who was working overnights with me, who was also about to get off, to clean the bathrooms. He went and did that. That's great. He comes out with his fucking bucket of cleaning supplies, his nasty shit and piss rag. And as he's walking, the manager stops him in front of the shake machine and goes, "Fill this, and then you can go home for the day." So the guy is, of course, excited. What I would have preferred at that point was for him to go somewhere and like tidy up his hands a bit. But no, he just ripped the gloves off that he was cleaning the bathroom with, dropped his fucking cleaning supplies there, and goes to get the chocolate to put in the shake machine. He comes back, pulls out this container that the chocolate goes in. It's like a big Tupperware container. There's like a plastic lid. It's all plastic, and there's a hole cut in the top. The bag of chocolate's like 30 pounds, super fucking unwieldy. He goes to pour this chocolate in, and a bunch of it gets on the top lid. And instead of like grabbing paper towels or something, he grabbed the rag he'd been cleaning the bathroom with and used that to just like scrape the excess chocolate into the shake machine, which is horrifying. But someone saw him do it and stopped him. And he was reprimanded for it in the form of watching a video. He had to watch a food safety video. Meanwhile, they didn't do shit about that shake machine. They just left it fucking running all goddamn day. So if you were at Hardee's that day and you drank a chocolate shake, it probably had fucking E. coli in it. That was my worst work story.
Way to bum everybody out, bro.
Yeah.
What's your like?
Happy lunch, everyone.
Yeah, nice effects.
Yeah, we go all out.
Do you ever get shakes at fast food restaurants?
No, of course not.
Do you even eat at fast food restaurants?
Yeah, sometimes. I've worked at all of them.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
This has become the McRib podcast over the
last... we're going to talk about that in the comments.
2 months, I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Yeah, I still eat at fast food restaurants all the time. You?
Yeah.
I figured you were going to say no, because you're all anti-tea. You're hard to pin down, man. You meditate, but you won't drink tea?
Oh, tea.
What kind of contradiction is that?
You're anti-tea? Are you anti-coffee?
No, I love coffee. I just don't want, you know, like, I don't want to drink like a... it tastes like I'm drinking leaves. Well, I guess I am, you know. I guess I are. it's like I'm drinking some sort of green funk water.
I worked in the food and beverage industry for so long that people who ordered tea, I've just always hated. What kind of hot tea do you have? What herbal teas do you have?
Ugh. I don't know. We got a bag of fucking grass back there. We're gonna put it in this bag.
Brett, whose work story? I said we were gonna have prizes. And I lied. I didn't bring any. I can find something in my bag.
We're just
going
to go back in there and steal all these goodies.
We're going to go get some more string cheese.
This is just going to be solely for bragging rights. Whose work story horrified you the most, Brett?
It's completely yours. Yours is absolutely horrifying in all ways.
Okay.
You even told it like a scary story with a flashlight under your...
Can we put some music behind me and post to make it seem even scarier?
Sure.
Just like... that specifically.
You can. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
It's possible.
He's just going to shove this right on the internet after we're done. That's how you get it up there on the internet, right? You just
shove it up there.
Shove
you
it?
Just shove it in there.
Yeah, it's like a Play-Doh machine.
You're just like, yeah!
You put a music file, you just shove it in, and then it comes out.
It's like a wood podcast, chipper.
It's like a little star, like a little spaghetti. Like a Play-Doh machine.
Yeah.
I'll stop talking.
That's fine. So you think I had the best story?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Guys,
yours had poop in it.
Oh. Yeah.
The best story was the stripper story because there were so many interesting topics to go into.
Yeah. The stripper story was good.
Like whether or not there might have been an illegal thing going on, but we can't confirm that and we're not going to talk about
it. Was there a rub and tug?
We're not going to... I sympathize with the Forrest Gump one, too. That was similar to something I had in New York.
Forrest
Gump. The meat story's good because there was danger.
Yeah, man, I was going to die.
Everyone gets a gold medal, but the poop story wins.
The poop story wins?
The poop shake.
Man, one time I had a job they tried to teach me how to drive a forklift. I was working in a warehouse, and they're like, you got it. It was like a warehouse that was like 4 or 5 stories tall, and they had like all these racks where you would put pallets on.
Right.
There were big reams of paper, these huge, probably weighed a ton, right?
Right, right.
The forklift goes up like 3 stories, gets the ream of paper, and then you got to turn it real slow, lower it.
Yeah.
And they're like, now if the ream comes loose, you're supposed to stay in the forklift because of the roll cage. Because if you jump out and the ream bounces off top, then the ream can fucking kill you.
Yes.
Because you're jumping out.
Right.
When I was like, I failed the test on purpose because I was like, I don't want to fucking die driving a forklift. I'm going to fucking freak out.
Yeah.
There was all sorts of ways the forklift can kill you.
Yeah.
Were you like, where's the bathroom? And you never came back?
No, I didn't quit that job. I just was like.
Just drove the forklift away?
This was when I worked at Fidelity and they had a warehouse.
What?
Well, Fidelity prints all their own.
Oh, yeah.
They print all their stuff in-house. So I was just trying to weasel my way back into the office. I started on the phones, and then I got laid off, and then they brought me back in the warehouse. I was really trying to William Morris it at Fidelity. I was trying to really come up from the mail. And actually, I did work in the mailroom at Fidelity Investments. Nothing more disheartening than open, because they had a machine that would open up all the mail. It just cuts the mail real quick, and then you pull out checks. And there's nothing more disheartening than seeing like a Peanuts check with like Snoopy on there, and it's for a fucking $1 million, and you're making like $9, and you're like, oh man, I'm fucked.
That would be disheartening. I feel like if you get in a forklift and don't immediately say, you know, I think I can figure this out, I don't think you're qualified to drive a forklift.
With the forklift,
I think you should just—it should just be something you feel like you could look at it for a few minutes and go, "I got this."
And the forklifts they had there—they were hand operated.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with that.
You know, it wasn't like gas pedals and the fucking steering wheel. It was like your right hand did this, and your left hand moved it up and down, right. And like it was like fucking.
Yeah, that's for those sling blade motherfuckers who know how.
And then
how
I came
mechanics
home.
Work.
I remember I told my dad, I was like, ah, man, they're trying to make me learn how to drive a forklift. And he goes, yeah, I know how to drive a forklift. And that's when at 24, I learned that my dad knew how to drive a forklift. He never mentioned it before at that point.
Drove your mom to the hospital when she was in labor with you in a forklift. That would have been cool. Should we do comments, Brett?
Let's mix it up with these internet clowns.
Yeah. It's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. I want you to know that's not true. That's why we call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few episodes and respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brett. Oh, always such a tender moment. We're going to read comments from the past few episodes, and by that, I mean the last episode, which was all about movie remakes everybody's wrong about. Samoan Bob at 4135 of that episode says, I don't want to be mean, but some of this was just painful. 50s movies were basically just filmed plays. Ever see Night of the Hunter? Touch of Evil? Rafifi? Wages of Fear, practically any film noir. Black and white films were actually more stylized and experimental than anything coming out today, especially silent films. Okay, shut the fuck up. Nobody's watching goddamn black and white movies right now. They're too long. There's no fucking action. I don't care if they're stylized. So was motherfucking Spirit, the follow-up to Frank Miller's Sin City, and that was a huge piece of shit.
This guy's clearly a white fella, right?
Samoan Bob?
Samoan Bob. You wouldn't be like a white guy going, Chinese Steve!
His picture is a scan of a driver's license, and he looks like a white supremacist.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But Samoan's like a race of people, right?
Yeah.
You're not like, if I came and I was like, hey, I'm Mexican Dave. And you're like, no, you're not.
That dude does not look like someone who I'd like ask about old movies.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think about All About Eve? Like, Simone and Bob is not going to be like, well, just, Betty Davis.
I bet he has like one of those old projectors in this. All everything's blacked out and just the projector like, like in a scary movie.
Is that what your house is like, Simone and Bob?
I like provoking internet weirdos. That's a good move. That's a good move to get your head cut off.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't live anywhere in the LA area.
Next live shows, Dave?
In Samoa. The American Samoan Islands.
Conveniently enough. Has anyone seen any of these movies he's talking about? Night of the Hunter, Touch of Evil? I'm assuming that's all like 1950s black and white bullshit. That
Touch of Evil's a popular movie. I've heard of it.
Is it scary?
I know nothing about it.
I bet it's not.
I went to film school and I can confirm that none of these movies were mentioned.
Ah, fuck you, Simone and Bob. Let's see your film school degree.
Right on.
Let's move on. Peter Quint at 40 seconds of the last episode. That seems unlikely. I feel like he just placed this comment somewhere that it shouldn't have been. Anyway, he says, okay, that was actually quite good. I've never listened before, but now I'm getting into the work of Adam Todd Brown. It's a new low point in my life. Ooh. Hey, fuck you too, pal.
I didn't even spell your name right.
Yeah, you didn't spell my name right, so you're not getting into my work enough.
But he started out like, hey, this is quite good.
Yeah, someone tweeted at me the other day too and said, Adam Todd Brown, I thought your stand-up would be shit, so I Googled it, and it's actually fantastic. Thanks. Thank you for the compliment.
People love backhanded compliments.
That was very nice.
Either own it or fucking don't, you know, whatever that sentence meant.
Do you have a guy who comments his trolls every week? And you're like, oh, there he is again.
Well, no, not so much trolls, but because we do this, I think we get a lot of people who comment regularly. We read a comment from a guy named Microshock.com Podcasts, and as you can see, he commented 58 times this week. It's good for engagement, reading people's bullshit.
Why don't you
air.
Think you have more women commenters?
Where's the women?
Why don't I have more women commenters? How do you know Microshock.com isn't a woman?
I could just tell.
I don't know, man. Because women just don't fucking...
This podcast does not pass the Bechdel test.
They're not as obnoxious.
It doesn't.
I assume women just listen and appreciate...
Women only heckle...
The humor and the
comedy.
Yeah. We're also not in front of a crowd full of drunk women. Otherwise, comments, so many more. Good point, Kat Reinhardt.
Hold on.
What?
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we should do something. In October, like the NFL players wear pink shoes. We should do something to
what should we do?
Turn the internet
pink. I don't
know.
I'm a woman. How should I know?
When is Breast Cancer Awareness Month? October.
You should know.
I had to get a mammogram once. That was the worst. I can come in and tell my mammogram. So the nurse told me I had small boobs.
Aww. What a bitch. I had a marijuana doctor tell me I needed to lose weight once. Like, why are you prescribing me marijuana, sir?
What's up?
Counterproductive. Also, you look like Danny Trejo. I don't think you're a real doctor. All right, so we should read the next comment.
So can I go back and look at the episodes that I was on and then see if people wrote stuff about me?
Not right now, but at some point.
I know what I'm going to do later.
At some point, that's a thing you can do.
Oh, man. I wonder what people will be like, this guy's a real hilarious dude.
I think that's usually what it boils down
to.
That's
what people like get on the internet. They're like, this guy's so hilarious, I'm going to write that on the internet.
I'm not going to comment on his sexual orientation.
All right, the last comment. This is from JT Ford at 3912 of the last episode. He says, I think this is the fourth or fifth episode in a row Adam has managed to mention the McRib. New sounder? All right.
What's a new sounder?
Whenever someone says the word cunt, we have a dinger that goes off. Because for a long time, people would come on the show and they would cuss and cuss and cuss and cuss. And then someone would say cunt and they'd automatically stop and go, oh my god, can we cuss here? It's like, you've been cussing. You just said cunt. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But since everyone makes it such a big deal, whenever someone says cunt, we have a cunt dinger. You don't look duly impressed, Kat Reinhardt.
We're trying to appeal to women here.
Come on.
I was just thinking about all my
We did this for
dinger.
You.
I love a cunt dinger. It's great.
Okay, good. So do we need something for the McRib?
What would it be?
I don't
sound
know.
Of a,
the sound of someone.
McRib?
Meat being processed.
The sound of someone being completely satisfied.
Just a good, I'm loving it.
maybe JT Ford has an idea.
Maybe a Homer Simpson sort of noise.
Send your suggestions to unpopularopinion at twitter.com.
Yeah, do that.
Let me ask you this.
We need a new sound effect for every time we talk about the McRib. Audience, tweet them to me. Leave them in the comments. Go ahead, Dave. Wait.
You're like you're an attractive lady, right?
Thank you. Oh, you're talking to Kat. Never mind.
How long when you post something on the internet before, like, how many comments before somebody says something pervy?
I don't look at the comments.
You don't.
It's probably smart.
Like on your YouTube.
I can answer that for her. It's probably like three.
Three, and then
two or three,
and then some guy's like, more feet.
yeah.
I don't know. People are so mean, and I get sad or confused or like, you know, so I don't, I try not to look.
Yeah.
It's for the best. I'll get tricked into responding.
More feet.
Dave wants to know at what point he should leave his comment.
Right. When I get some views on some feet videos, I'm open. I need more subscribers on my YouTube channel. Give me suggestions.
Maybe it's something to consider.
Feet, the web series.
I'm like 5'8", though. My feet, I have my shoe size is a 10.
I think that's a big in the foot world.
Is it? Do they want big feet?
I think they like the big
feet.
Is that
a selling point?
Either they like tiny little Asian feet or they like big.
I thought that if you like feet, you want little feet.
I think they like.
I'm sure there's all kinds.
What do you think?
You've been fucking around getting waitress jobs and shit. You could just be doing that online.
Put that thing away. I don't need
selling
no feet.
Yeah,
I'm not a gross person.
Yeah, not here. Jesus Christ. Put your shoes back on.
I saw some of my pedicure left, so. I'll get a new one for my feet videos, though. Don't worry, guys.
Well, that might be a thing, too. Maybe some dudes like,
yeah, I guarantee,
like a really unkempt pedicure.
There's no way that somebody won't write in that comment. Like, thing. They'll be like, I was eating my McRib, and then you started talking about feet.
I Googled Kat Reinhart's feet. Definitely more feet
videos. Ask for a picture, like, oh.
Yeah,
I just love, like, if you type any celebrity lady's name in,
yeah,
and you type the word F, it just feet, it just feet fills it in.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably don't even have to type the F.
Over fuck, it was feet.
Here,
let's try it.
Try it.
Who do you want?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt's better.
It didn't work.
It's not doing anything.
All right, let's try Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I spelled her name wrong. That's why.
Oh, you motherfucker.
We got a bunch of pictures of her feet. All right, let's do Jennifer.
Do Jennifer Lawrence.
So he didn't.
Oh, he didn't even have to type the F. She does have nice feet, you guys.
Great feet.
She's America's sweetheart.
Jennifer Lawrence drives me nuts.
Wikifeet.com.
Yeah.
Collaborative celebrity feet website.
Oh.
Celebrity feet that deserve attention.
Is that Alyssa Milano? Huge Cracked fan.
Is she?
Yeah, she retweets our shit all the time.
You getting her on the podcast?
That's a good question. I should see if I can get Alyssa Milano on the podcast.
Yeah, it would be better than us clowns.
You're goddamn right. So much better.
You could finally get to the bottom of who was actually the boss.
Angela, definitely. She could have told a wacky Tony Danza work story.
Tony Danza story.
Something shitty about working with Rose McGowan, maybe.
Oh, we were looking at pornography at work? Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's
I really dropped the ball on this podcast. Should have been the Alyssa Milano show.
Interested in podiatry.
Is feet safe for work? Like, if you Google, like, feet.
I like how you said that.
Feet. Is it pornography? Like, if you got caught looking at feet at your computer at work.
I was just looking at feet.
I would hope you'd get in trouble, but you probably wouldn't.
If your penis is out, it is.
Yeah, if you're jerking off.
What's the big deal? I like feet.
One of my roommates when I lived in Brooklyn almost went to a foot fetish party because she ended up getting freaked out and not going, but they were going to pay her like $400 just walk around with sandals on.
I would do that.
At a party. And I think guys just touch your feet. Like, that's it. They just.
Yeah, I'd still be in. I'll take it.
I wish she had done it. It would have been a great story. I should have done that. Could have been my worst work story ever.
Or your best.
Oh, yeah.
You'd
Would have been like, best. These chumps just gave me $400.
All right. We should start wrapping it up. Dave, wait.
What's happening, bro?
Do you have anything to plug? I know you do.
I got my record comes out August 12th, but you can pre-order it now. It's called Hot Doggin'. It's got a beautiful cover. The album artwork is great. It's on the Amazon.
On the Amazon?
It's on the Amazon. It's on the iTunes. I hope you buy it. It's, you know, it's a knock your socks off. I keep it real loose on there. Showboat it. I think I say I want to get my dick wet in the first 20 seconds. Is that funny?
You usually say that within the first 20 seconds when you're on stage.
So, if that's the type of
that's how I would
irreverent humor that you like.
It's the kind I like. Kat Reinhart.
Yo.
What do you got going on?
Let's see. My web series comes back August 13th. My super overactive imagination with a video every week with the lovely comedian Maria Shahata.
Maria Shahata.
Maria Shahata.
She'll be here next week.
She'll be here next week. And I have feet and I'm in LA, so find me.
You're going to start doing
that. KatReinhartsFeet.com.
Follow me on Twitter.
My super overactive toes.
I wonder if anybody owns feet.biz.
Feet.gov. I will be at David Huntsberger's show on Sunday.
August. Somebody's just sitting on it.
That's 10th, it. I think. Huntsberger Junk, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
The Copper Still. That's a good show. I think that's about it. Hey, download this episode, even if you don't need to. Just like download it to your computer.
What do you mean? People are just streaming it and then they're not downloading it? And then throws off the aggregate?
Just like delete it later if you don't need it. Help a dude out.
But they're not
gonna... No, there's no reason. I just want people.
Is there
totally helps.
It does?
There's a virus in the file.
We're going to sneak in your house. Your
feet pictures.
Your feet pictures.
The way it works is every transaction, there's microsense that get rounded off and dropped in.
There's got to be feet book, it's
the
plot. Right? That's a thing.
The plot from Office Space.
Type that in there real quick. See if there's feet book.
I love how...
Yeah.
Feet book.
Right. We're going to have lots of pictures of Kat Reinhart's feet.
Feetbook.org.
In the comment section.
I hope I don't get fired.
Brett is going to get fired for pulling up the porn site of feet.
It is most certainly a pornography site.
Wow. Feetbook.org. That I don't know.
I know. You're just some country
not
bumpkin
anymore.
From church.
I just feel so naive.
It says it's a fetish and BDSM site.
That's what this show's for. Fetish and BDSM.
This is being recorded, so I can now have proof that, Adam Todd Brown made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking him with me.
Yeah.
Do you have someone who comes and looks at your history?
I have no idea.
Oh, the history on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's very.
This ain't even connected to the internet.
It's completely lawless around. Yeah, these are all like local files Brett had on his computer already. He just happened to have.
I'm writing fan fiction about you dressing up like a baby and stepping on cakes.
Me?
There's
everyone.
What about the hashtag feetbook on Instagram?
All right.
What about it? That's a good question. Loading. No. Jackpot.
Is this how I can get more Instagram followers? Hashtag feetbook?
I think it
or
is.
Or if you just hashtag feet, I'm sure.
I'm going to start tweeting all my tweets, hashtag feet.
All right, you do that, and then when you come back, we're going to find out.
How many followers I gained.
How many followers you gained by posting pictures of your...
Oh, no, I'm not going to do any.
It's or
not,
stalkers. You're just like, I really want to up my stalker game.
Or we'll mourn you sadly when you're murdered by some lunatic who loves feet.
All they found were feet.
Which is ironic. Very ironic.
Surprised. I thought we would find everything else.
Yeah.
But the feet.
I thought she'd maybe survive. They'd just take the feet. Nope. Totally opposite. All right. That'll be a great episode. The one about Kat Reinhart getting killed by a cereal foot lover.
Does he love cereal and feet?
Yeah.
When I make the news, I just want to make the news.
Yeah, you're white. Of course you'd make the news.
But I'm a little older, so, No,
you're white
I'm
and
not
blonde.
A teenager.
You'll be fine.
I'll make the news. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Make sure you got a good headshot.
You'll have headshots that they can distribute to the media. It'll be great.
Put my reel up. Okay, cool.
If you find her and you're interested in hiring her. All right, we should go.
Jennifer Lawrence would pay in the movie.
Okay.
All right. Say goodbye, Kat Reinhart.
Bye. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Say goodbye, Dave. Wait.
Hey, man. It was a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate it every time.
That was way too much. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
project. Ha 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 ha!